Today's topic is the marketing. Okay. So the marketing is a very important function in the businesses. Okay. Regardless who you are, regardless, you know, what types of business you are in, regardless what stage you are in, you know, marketing, you know, play a very important role in doing the businesses. Okay. So please pay attention to this topic today. Okay. Well, what is the marketing? Well, unfortunately, understanding the marketing is not easy because, you know, different people have a different idea about the marketing. Okay. So, and also the marketing is not clear concept. Okay. So it is natural for you to be confused about the marketing, right? Okay, so I want to make you understand the concept of the marketing very clearly in this session. Okay, so, okay, let's begin with the relevant analogy from kind of history. Okay, in Korea, we had a Korean War in 1950s between North Korea and South Korea. Okay, and there are kind of on the ground, there are two different types of the battle. Okay, the first types of battle would be hill battle, right? In Korea, we have many mountains, so hill battle was very important. So our soldiers, you know, tried to take over the land that occupied by our enemies and back and forth. So it was a very fierce battle, okay? And another types of battle would be, you know, the bombing. Okay, so we had aircraft flew and threw the bomb away on, you know, on the ground. Okay, so, you know, to make our enemy, you know, shocked. Okay, this is kind of a purpose of the bombing, right? So, we can take this war as a great analogy for the business field, right? So, for example, you know, hill battle is very similar to the kind of sales. Okay, think about it. You know, like our soldier, you know, the two different people, you know, meet together and shake hand and try to negotiate each other then and make a contract directly. Okay, it is kind of immediate, you know, we expect immediate outcome from the sales. On the other hand, bombing, you know, purpose of the bombing is a little bit different from the battlefield, you know, the hill battle, right? Bombing is about making some kind of impression, okay? So impression to our enemy and, you know, allow them understand who we are, something like that. And we want to prepare some kind of a ground field, or we want to make our counterpart, get interest in our weapon or what we have, something like that, right? This is kind of purpose of the bombing. So, from the business, it's about the marketing, right? So before we go to the field directly, you know, we should prepare for our concept very clearly. We need to understand who is our consumers or something like that. Right? Okay, this is a kind of marketing and sales. So now you understand the big difference between sales and marketing, and more importantly, what is the marketing? Okay. Let's look at the picture. Okay, look at the picture on the left side. Okay, on the left, you see a one person, you know, preparing the field, right? He was planting seed and watering probably and nurturing the soils. Okay, this represents kind of marketing. Okay, again, so the marketing is all about the preparing the ground. Okay, it includes kind of understanding your consumers and delivering a compelling message and kind of building awareness. Okay, building awareness is really important. Building awareness and creating long-term interest, you know, in your product or service. Okay, this is kind of the marketing. Okay, it is all about you to attract the potential consumers and guide them toward something, you know, toward the making a purchase. Okay, this is the kind of purpose of the marketing. Okay, look at another picture. Okay, on the right side, you know, you can see a person, you know, you can see a person is picking, you know, fruit from the trees, right? And it's kind of harvesting what you already grown, okay? What is already grown. This is sales. Sales is a kind of process of converting that interest into the action, okay? Closing the deal and getting consumer to actually purchase and generating revenue. Okay, so we expect to have, you know, immediate outcome. Okay, it's more direct and kind of often involving, so one-to-one interaction, like a face-to-face interaction, okay? Something like that, right? So the simply, we can say marketing create demand. On the other hand, the sales convert demand into the revenue. So now you understand. Okay, today's topic is what? Today's topic is marketing. The purpose of the marketing is to create demand of our product and services. Okay, look at another the pictures. You know, on your left side, you see a person using, you know, what it is. It's LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn. So kind of researching potential consumers and analyzing their interests. This is a kind of a marketing side, okay? This is a marketing side. So marketing today often involved in online, right? You know, using tool like a social media, content marketing, and kind of an email campaign, what about it? And the search ad, you know, mainly to attract and engage potential consumers. Again, the purpose of the marketing is to create the demand by building brand awareness, okay? By generating leads and by nurturing interest before your sales team actually talk to the consumers directly, okay? This is marketing. On the other hand, you know, on the right side, you see a salesperson, you know, shaking hands with your, his client, you know, presenting a deal. Okay, so this is a kind of a sales process, right? This is a kind of sales. Building personal relationship, okay? You know, building personal relationship, answering the kind of questions and kind of closing the deal, right? So in this case of the sales, the creating, you know, the building trust each other and persuading other people to purchase our product right now is very important. Okay, so the goal of the sales is to convert interest or lead into the paying consumers. Okay, paying consumers. So to sum up, the marketing use kind of a tool like LinkedIn to identify, attract, and qualify the lead. On the other hand, the sales use a kind of, you know, direct relationship or personal relationship and communication to convert the lead into the actual revenue or actual sales. Okay. So now you understand the concept of the marketing very well. Okay. So let's move on. So I summarized, the differences between marketing and sales. Okay, how to define the marketing? Again, the marketing can be defined as any activities that promote some kind of awareness and interest in your product and services. On the other hand, sales refers to kind of a direct effort to convert prospect into the paying consumers. Okay, so the marketing and sales have two different goals. So the goal of the marketing, purpose of the marketing is to generate the leads and build the brand awareness. Okay. So, generate demand. Okay. Demand itself. On the other hand, the sales, the purpose of the sales is to close the deal and make the interest into the paying consumer. And we expect to have direct outcome. Okay. Immediate outcome. So now you understand that. So what about the strategy of the marketing? strategy of the marketing involved in the marketing research, okay? Research is very important in order to understand your consumers. And also advertising. Advertising is also a very, very important strategy to disseminate your information to the consumer. Why? Because we want to generate the need, you know, generate demand from the consumers. And content creation, right? Content creation is very important, the strategy for the marketing. Okay, without content, then we cannot make our consumer be interested in our product or services. So now you understand the difference between marketing and sales, right? So I think you are ready to go into the marketing more detail, okay? Let's move on. So why marketing is important for the startup? So we are a startup and we have just only two or three people. Then, you know, we don't have time, we don't have money, we don't have experience, we don't have people to involve in the marketing activities, marketing strategy. So why should we care? You know, we don't have time to prepare our product. We don't have time to develop our technology. Okay, we don't have time to meet our investors. Okay, meeting investors, developing our technology, preparing commercial product is more important than marketing. Probably you can argue like this, but your argument is sometimes right, but sometimes wrong. Because you know, without brand awareness from day one, you know, you cannot sell your commercial goods or commercial service to the consumers. Why? Because when you start your businesses, you know, when you release your new product or service in the market, you are nobody. Okay, you are nobody. Please face to the ugly truth. Okay, you are nobody. It means nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows what it is. You are not Steve Jobs. Okay, your product is not Apple phone. Okay, your product is just, I don't know, it's a kind of a new product. Okay, never heard before, never existed before, right? So, no matter how good your product is, you know, if people don't know who you are and don't know what it is, then you will fail because you cannot sell simply. Okay? So now you understand why marketing is important for you, right? Okay, second reason why marketing is important. Because, you know, before you actually go to the market, you know, you need to validate your product and validate your product and market fit, okay? So the marketing activities, marketing strategy is kind of a really good process to validate your market fit, okay? So marketing is not just promotion. It's kind of a feedback loop, okay? So when you advertise your product and service, then you check out how many people are interested in your product and services, how many people, you know, come to visit your website, okay, to know more detail about your product and services. You know, based on this record, you understand whether you achieved the product market fit or not, okay? So it is all about the marketing, right? Marketing is not just advertisement. Marketing is kind of receiving the feedback, receiving kind of, you know, the comment from your potential consumers. And also, marketing can differentiate yourself from other competitors. Think about, although you think you are just new startup, you are just only one company in your field, but in the reality, there are tons of companies already exist. Okay. You may be surprised how many startups already jumped in your chosen market. Okay. People are very smart and they come up with very similar ideas like you. Okay. So, your job is to differentiate yourself from, other competitors. Okay. Well, as a branding, storytelling, and contents to make your the service and businesses or product is kind of different from other competitors. Okay. The last but not least reason why marketing matters for the startup is, you know, marketing can attract the early adopters. and also investors, okay? Then, you know, if early adopters satisfied with your product and service, then they will spread out the news about yourself, about your product, okay? It is about the word of mouth. And also your investors, okay? Your investors, of course, don't know who you are, okay? Don't know who you are before they reach out your product and service through somewhere else, okay? So for example, they can watch the YouTube video and All of a sudden, you know, they can be exposed to your, you know, content marketing through the YouTube. Or when investors, you know, goes to the Instagram and then they can see your brand, okay? Your brand. It's all happened, you know. No one knows what happened. So we need to prepare. Okay, so the marketing is really good activities for you to prepare to attract your, you know, early adopters and investors. So, you know, a strong marketing presence builds credibility. So you can attract your investors and also your early adopters. So now you understand why marketing is also important for the startups, right? Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's look at the paper, okay? This is a really good research, you know, so that you understand why, you know, marketing is important for the startup. Okay, the researchers conducted a large-scale field experiment in Uganda, Africa. Okay, basically, they attract many startups in Uganda, and then they divided these startups into several groups. And then each group, you know, paired with, you know, some of the, you know, consultants, okay? And the consultants are, you know, the management consultant and marketing consultant and kind of the other consultant, okay? So anyway, this group, Group A matched with, you know, the management, the general management consultant. Group B matched with, you know, marketing consultant. Group C matched with, you know, kind of other types of consultant, okay? Then they try to find out any relationship, any effect of the consultant consultant on the performance, okay? So they kind of track the record of the, kind of 2 years. It's a good research though, anyway. So then they found out that the startup matched with the marketing consultant, you know, increase their the performance. Okay, there are strong relationship between the marketing help and the performance. Okay, so more specifically, sales increased by, you know, 51%. Okay, or around 52%. And the profit increased by, you know, kind of 35 or 36%, which is huge, right? Look at this graph. So, you know, the blue bar represent the sales increase and performance increase, you know, from the startup matched with the marketing, the consultant, right? You see the differences between others, right? Okay, so marketing is important for a startup. It was approved by the empirical study. Let's look at another study. Okay, this research also published into, you know, the very great, you know, journals, and the researchers analyzed 3,000, more than 3,000 high tech startups, and then they found that if the startups have a CMO. CMO means chief marketing officer, right? If the startups have kind of marketing expert on their, you know, top management team, then they can achieve the VC funding. And the VC funding increased by 46%. Okay, so having CMO itself increased, you know, VC funding the opportunity by 46%. Why is it happening? Because, you know, VC perceive this startup with marketing expert kind of valuable. And, you know, if the startup have a CMO, and then VC perceive that they are prepared in the market. Okay. So that's why we are able to generate more external funding. Okay. What do you think? Is it very, very important? Right? Very important and very helpful for the startup. So please think about the marketing very carefully. So the CMO effect, you know, more important thing is the CMO effect is stronger when the market is competitive. So for example, if there are a lot of competitors out there, and then, you know, if you have a CMO, then you can successfully differentiate yourself from your competitors. And then later, you know, your investors perceive that you are kind of a more strong company in the market. Okay, they perceive that. They perceive this way, so that's why they try to, you know, invest more money into your company. Okay, then what kind of data we need? Okay, what kind of data is very important for the marketing research? Well, what about the market size? Okay, the data relevant to the market size is very important data. And what about the competitors? Okay, so who are the competitors in your market? Okay, so competitor data. And, you know, consumers data, of course, you know, where the potential consumers, you know, purchase. And what about the advertisement data? Okay, current advertisement out there. So what advertisement consumers are likely to see? Okay, what they like, something like that, their preference. And what about consumers' response to the different price ranges? Okay, so in order to understand consumers' preference toward kind of a price ranges, you know, you'd better conduct some kind of a simple experiment or a simple survey, right? So you just ask the several, you know, price options to your consumers, then you get the answers and you analyze these types of data, okay? So, you know, how consumers will respond to the different, you know, price ranges. That could be very important data, right? And also, what product or what service the consumers currently use, okay? So those types of data are very important. So from the marketing research, you systematically collect those types of data and analyze and interpret the data in order to prepare very well, you know, before you go to the market. Okay, and these types of, you know, collection of data, interpretation of data is very helpful for you to make a marketing decision. Well, in the marketing research, there are basically just two types of the marketing research. Please remember, just two types. Okay, the first type is primary marketing research, primary. And second type would be secondary marketing research. Okay, it's pretty easy to understand, right? It's primary and secondary, right? Let's begin with the primary marketing research. What is that? Primary marketing research is about new information. Okay, new information collected to solve your problem. Okay, your current problem, not other people's problem, not yesterday's problems. Okay, for your problem, for today or for the future, okay? So now you understand that, okay? So these types of information, extremely current, okay? Extremely current, of course, because you need these types of information because of your interest for today or for tomorrow, okay? And then, of course, it takes time and money and energy to collected these types of data, okay? Why? Because no one collected these types of data for you, okay? In order to ask somebody else to collect data for you, then you should pay for it. So that's why it takes time. If you do not want to pay for it, then you should collect these types of data by yourself. You make your own survey, and then you just go outside and you ask your potential consumers and ask them to fill out the survey question, something like that. Okay, now you understand that, right? You know, of course, there are marketing research company or, you know, there's freelancers or experts out there. Of course, you should pay for it. Okay. Well, there are three different types of, you know, primary research method. Three, okay? Inside the primary marketing research, there are three different types of method. The first method is survey, okay? Second method is ethnographic research. Third method is focus group interview, okay? Let's look at the survey first, because the survey is most commonly used method in the primary marketing research. Okay, survey is a data collection method using a questionnaire. Okay, a questionnaire in person or on the phone or on the paper or these days on the internet. Okay, so you know, to me, I make many survey questions. And then I make a survey question online, then send out the email to the potential the participant. Okay, this is a survey. I want to give you an example of the survey, how to apply this survey method into your marketing research. Again, your research is not for the scholarly paper. Your research is for your marketing decision. Okay. So, do you remember the Warby Parker? Okay, Warby Parker revolutionized the traditional eyeglasses market. Okay, so they initiate, you know, the new business model, which is a home try-on business model. Okay, so basically, they put five eyeglasses into the one boxes, and they send out the boxes to the consumers. And at home, just the consumers to open up the boxes, and they try on every, you know, five eyeglasses. If they like all of them, then they can keep all of them. If they like just some of them, and they, you know, take some of them, and then they just simply return rest of them. Then Warby Parker receive the returned eyeglasses and take care of everything. So this whole process, you know, Warby Parker made this whole process and inspired other businesses. Okay, so many businesses, you know, adopt this home try-on business model and lead to big success. Okay, do you remember this types of story in the business model, you know, session? Anyway, before they started Warby Parker, and they, you know, again, they already conducted research about the current prices of the existing, you know, eyeglasses in the market. And they realized that eyeglasses in the market is very expensive. Okay, some of them exceed $400. You know, think about eyeglasses, $400 and $500, which is very expensive at that time. So they thought if we provide very cheap eyeglasses, okay, cheap eyeglasses, then probably we can attract tons of the consumers. Then we can make money. This is a pretty simple business idea, okay, simple business idea. So how to reduce the prices? Okay, we can sell eyeglasses online. Okay, so that's why they initiate home try-on business model, okay? So the eyeglasses, you know, try to sell, Warby Parker, Warby Parker tried to sell these eyeglasses for $95 each, okay? But they're behind the story, how they decide the price as $95 each. Okay, there are behind the story of $95 eyeglasses for the Warby Parker. So the Warby Parker's first business plan was to sell prescription eyeglasses for about $50. Okay, think about it. If, you know, when we finish the market research about the prices for the existing eyeglasses on the market, we realize that eyeglasses is very expensive, more than $400. So we can provide $50 eyeglasses. Wow, it's a great idea, $50, okay. Let's decide $50 each eyeglasses. Okay, so they decided, you know, the prices, okay, without any relevant reasons, okay? Why $50? They don't have any reason. So anyway, so they wanna validate their business plan. So they come to visit the marketing professors. And then, you know, marketing professor told them, you know, to ask them, same questions, okay? Well, it's a good business plan, but why $50? Why? Do you have any specific reason why $50? And then Wabi Parker founder said that, you know, no reason, just because it seemed too cheap. Okay. Then the marketing professor told them, wow, so basically you picked a random number. Okay, $50, a random number. You didn't check the consumer's preference and consumer's willingness to pay, or consumer's readiness. You didn't check anything. So my advice is like this, okay? Please send out the survey to the potential consumers, and you know, and get the answer from them, and analyze their willingness to pay. Okay, so basically, you conduct some kind of small experiment to understand the consumers' price ranges. Okay, so the Wabi Parker founders sent out the survey questions, asking the people, you know, how likely they were to purchase eyeglasses at a different, you know, the price point. Okay, so will you purchase eyeglasses 50? Yes. Will you purchase eyeglasses 60? Yes, why not? Will you purchase eyeglasses online 70? Why not? Okay, so although the prices increased, their willingness to purchase also increased. Okay, why not? Then at some point, you know, consumers' willingness point is decreased. Okay, this point was $100. Okay, they found that when the prices reached $100, willingness to pay hit the top. Okay, but after the $100, consumers' willingness to pay is decreased. So the $100 is kind of a maximum prices that we charge to the consumers. They realized that. Then why we keep $50? Okay, why we gave up additional $50? Okay, it doesn't make sense. So we charge $100 instead of $50. So $100, well, it looks expensive, so why not, $95? $95? Yes, it seem great. So that's why they decided $95, each eyeglasses. It is all because of the marketing research, okay, based on the survey, right? Okay, let's look at the ethnographic researches. Ethnographic researches is kind of a second type of primary marketing research. Ethnographic researches is to collect data by not asking the opinion, okay, but by observing consumers' behavior or seeing what consumers really do. Again, ethnographic research does not rely on, consumers' opinion, because they don't believe the consumers' opinion. Opinion is just opinion. Okay, consumers can say, everything, yes. Will you purchase the eyeglasses? Yes. Will you purchase the eyeglasses at $200? Yes, why not? Will you purchase eyeglasses $500? Yes, why not? Okay. Consumers can say yes at any time, at anywhere, right? So that's why ethnographic researchers do not believe the consumer's opinion. Instead, they want to observe consumers' behavior directly. So the ethnographic researches can be conducted by the researchers who study animals, because animals cannot speak, and we cannot communicate with animals. We cannot communicate with the chimpanzee. So that's why the researchers who study chimpanzees or monkeys or the other animals, conducted ethnographic researches. So basically, we adopt these types of the research method into our marketing decision area. So I want to give you an example of the ethnographic research. You know, Dr. Susan Scale was hired by General Mills, in America. General Mills is a very big food company in America. Anyway, so General Mills asked Susan Scale to kind of create kind of new types of food for the family in America. Okay, this is what General Mills asked Dr. Susan Scale. And Dr. Susan Scale did not conduct a survey. Instead, she just directly called one of the, just normal family in America, okay, and interviewed them and started living with them, okay. Then Susan Scale found that Well, breakfast is a very important meal in the normal, you know, family in America. However, there is no time for preparing breakfast. And also kids don't want to eat breakfast, especially healthy breakfast with vegetables. They hate carrots. They hate broccoli. But moms in America really care for the healthy food. So there's a huge conflict in the morning. Every in the morning, there's a huge conflict, inside the family. So the Dr. Susan Scale realized these issues, from direct observation. Okay, so she suggested several ideas to the General Mills, and General Mills came up with new types of the breakfast. Okay, it is the behind the story of very famous breakfast in America, which is the Go-Gurt. So the General Mills successfully launched the kind of new types of the breakfast, which is the Go-Gurt. Okay, have you heard about the Go-Gurt? You know, in America, Go-Gurt is very popular. Okay, and my student, when I was a professor in America, my student, you know, eat Go-Gurt as their breakfast. And Go-Gurt is kind of a yogurt that are healthy, you know, while being tasty to the kids. And Go-Gurt is a very unique tube types packaging, has a tube types packaging, allow the kids to squeeze out the yogurt inside and they just eat. Okay, very well. Right? Oh, this is the kind of a Go-Gurt. And then with this product, the mom can, reduce the stress to prepare, the breakfast. And also it is kind of healthy. So it's kind of a win-win. It's all because of the ethnographic research. Okay. Let's move on to the last method of the primary marketing research. This is a focus group interview. Okay, focus group interview is to collect data from a very small group of person. Okay, but this small group of person is not just normal people. They are all experts. They are all, stakeholders, very important stakeholders in the field. Okay, in certain kind of field. Okay, so understanding their opinion is very important. So before we make a marketing decision, we'd better listen to their opinion. Okay, in advance, this is a focus group interview. Okay, let's move on to second types of marketing research, which is a secondary research. Secondary research is about information already collected for some other purpose, not your purpose. Okay, for example, government. Government collected the census data for their purpose, not for your purpose, right? And what about other, industries? Other industry association collected data for their own purpose, not for your purpose, okay? So there are several websites that you can check out some secondary data, okay? So I will give you some website and you can go there. For example, census data and business expense data, or, what about the travel statistics, okay? Probably U.S. government or U.S. Travel Association, conducted these types of research and they collected the data about, travel industry for the America, okay, for America. So they published some kind of the result and statistics and everybody can see what happened, okay, very easily. But, this is not for your purpose. This is for the government purpose or travel association purpose. But we can use these types of data. Okay, why not? If your business is related to the traveling, related to the travel industry, related to the hotel industry, then this data is very useful. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to collect the data by yourself because the government or the other association already collected data for their purpose. Your job is just to use the data very well. That is your job. Okay? It is a benefit of, secondary data. What about, bicycle statistics? Okay, I don't know who collected this data, but some kind of bicycle association or government or a nonprofit organization, collected these types of data for their purpose, not for your purpose. But think about if your business is related to the bicycle, then you can use the data, okay? These types of data, why not? So this is a secondary data. Well, what about the online marketing statistics? Okay, so there are several kind of rich data about, you know, online marketing and online consumers' behaviors. You can use these types of data, right? Okay, and look at another picture. This is from census data, and this is just focused on huge store. Okay, huge store data. Huge store with employee. How many huge store in America? Something like that. Think of what if your business is related to the kind of a huge store, then this data is very helpful for you, and you understand how big the market is. Okay, so it is very useful. Okay, what about this session? Okay, this session we discussed about the difference between marketing and sales, and we try to understand the concept of the marketing very well. And then we also talked about the marketing research. Okay, there are primary marketing research and there are secondary marketing research. Okay.